Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sound I want you to think of as concrete echo, a VHS rave stab that feels like it got pulled through a dusty warehouse tape deck and then dropped straight into an old-school jungle or DNB drop. This is not just about making a cool sound, we're designing a stab instrument that can work like a hook, a tension layer, or a call-and-response phrase over breaks and sub. That's the real goal here, something short, characterful, and dangerous enough to sit inside a fast drum and bass arrangement without clogging the low end. Set your project tempo somewhere between 166 and 170 BPM if you want that classic jungle energy, though anywhere in the 160 to 174 range is fair game. Create a new MIDI track and name it Concrete Echo Stab. If you want to stay organized, also set up a drum track, a bass or sub track, plus return tracks for delay and reverb. And here's a little teacher note right away, in DNB, the stab can sound huge on its own and still fail in the full mix. So always think in context. Let's build the raw stab first. Wave Eatable is a great choice here, because it gives you enough control to shape something modern while still letting you dirty it up. Start with two oscillators, both from basic shapes. Make OSC1 a saw or square, and OSC2 another saw with a bit of detune. Keep unison modest, around 2 to 4 voices. Don't go too wide too early, because you want punch, not a blurry cloud. For the envelope, keep the attack near zero, maybe a few milliseconds at most. Set the decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds, keep sustain low, and use a short release. The point is to make a hit, not a pad. You want the note to speak immediately and then get out of the way. Now for the musical shape. If you want it to feel ravey, try a minor chord, a suspended voicing, or even just a two-note stab. Root, minor third, and fifth is a classic place to start. If you want more tension, try root, fifth, and sharp ninth. But don't overcomplicate it. In jungle and old-school DNB, a simple stab with attitude can do more than a fancy chord progression. Next, add auto filter. This is where the stab starts becoming concrete echo. Choose a low-pass filter, maybe 12 or 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range and use some moderate resonance. If your filter has drive or you can add gain before it, give it a little push. The trick here is movement. Let the front of the stab speak with a little brightness, then let the tail tuck back into the mix. That contrast is what makes it feel like a sample from a worn cassette rather than a clean synth patch. A really useful move is to automate the cutoff over your phrase. Open it wider on the first hit, then close it slightly on later repeats. That gives you a degraded, memory-like feel, like the sound is being replayed through a foggy tape path. In fast music, little motions like this matter a lot, because they keep the groove alive without crowding the drums. Now add some grime. Saturator comes next. Use a mode like analog clip if you want it to feel a little more vintage and dense. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. We're not trying to obliterate the sound. We're trying to thicken the mids and make the stab feel like it has history. If it still feels too polite, try drum bus. A little drive can help a lot. You usually do not need boom on this sound unless you specifically want more low-mid thump. For this lesson, I'd keep the low end disciplined and let the stab live mostly in the mid-range. That's one of the biggest DNB lessons here. Character in the mids, sub kept clean. If the tone gets boxy, use EQ8 and make a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If it gets brittle, soften the upper mids a little, maybe around 2.5 to 5 kHz. You're aiming for a stab that feels hard and worn, not sharp and painful. Now let's give it the echo part. Put echo on a return track if you want the most control. That way, you can send only certain hits into it and keep the arrangement clean. Start with a sync delay like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep feedback moderate, and high pass the repeats so they don't muddy your sub. Add reverb on another return as well, but keep it controlled. Short to medium decay, a bit of pre-delay, and a low cut so the tail floats above the bass instead of sitting inside it. This is important. In jungle and old-school DNB, delay and reverb are often arrangement tools, not permanent wash. You want the stab to shout, then leave a ghost behind it. That ghost is what gives the track atmosphere. After that, use EQ8 and utility to make the stab fit the rest of the track. If it's mainly a chord or mid-range hit, high pass it somewhere around 90 to 180 Hz. If it's acting more like a bass stab, you can leave a little more body, but still protect the true sub. Use utility to check width. The body should stay fairly centered, while the width lives more in the upper harmonics, the delay, and the reverb. If the sound falls apart in mono, pull it back and simplify. Now we move into the fun part, writing the phrase. Don't think of this as a chord playing on top of the beat. Think of it like percussion with pitch. Program a short rhythmic pattern that behaves like a bass line. A one-bar motif repeated with little variations is perfect. Or do a call and response over two bars. Or play stabs on offbeats between snare hits. Try this kind of logic. First bar, a strong statement on beat one, then a smaller answer after the snare. Second bar, repeat the idea but open the filter a little more on the second hit. Third and fourth bars, drop the first hit and let the echo carry some of the energy. That's the kind of subtraction and repetition that makes old-school DnB feel alive. Also, use velocity for more than volume. Let some hits be more open, some more muted. If you can map velocity to filter cutoff or wave eatable position, even better. That way, the pattern starts to feel sampled and human, not just programmed. If the stab sounds too clean, print it to auto. Resampling is a huge part of getting that VHS rave vibe. Record a bar or two of the processed stab, then consolidate it and start chopping. Reverse little tails. Trim the ends tightly. Pitch a few hits down a semitone or two if you want that damaged, wobbling tape feel. Once it's audio, it feels less like a preset and more like a found artifact. Now arrange it like a real DnB section. In the intro, use filtered fragments with reverb and delay. In the build, open the cutoff and tease the full hit. In the drop, let the stab hit on key rhythmic points, then back off. During a switch-up, strip the drums down and let the stab take a more isolated role. And in the outro, reduce the brightness and leave only the tails and ghosts. A really strong move is automation. Even tiny automation makes a repeated stab feel intentional. Move the cutoff a little over an 8-bar phrase. Send only the last hit of a cycle into delay. Narrow the width slightly in the intro, then widen it for the drop. Add just a bit more saturation on the bigger phrases. Those small changes make the arrangement breathe. Now listen to the stab with your breakbeat and sub. This is where the real work happens. Ask yourself a few things. Is the sub still owning the bottom below around 80 to 100 Hz? Is the stab adding energy in the mids without fighting the snare? Does the kick still punch through? Does the sound collapse when you switch to mono? If the answer to any of those is yes, adjust the EQ, the width, or the voicing. And here's the mindset to keep. In DnB, the best stabs are not just sounds, they are arrangement tools. They help steer energy, create contrast, and make the drop feel like it has memory. A few final pro tips before you finish. Try layering a very short sub ghost only on the first hit of the phrase. That can give the stab extra weight without muddying the whole pattern. Try nudging some hits slightly late for a looser warehouse feel, or slightly early for a harder rave snap. And don't forget that contrast is your friend. If every hit is huge, nothing feels huge. For practice, build two versions of the stab. One should be bright, detuned, and more rave-like, with moderate delay and short reverb. The other should be darker, lower in cutoff, less wide, and a little more aggressive. Then write a 4-bar phrase using both versions. Let the bright one make the statement, and the dark one answer after the snare. Automate the cutoff or send level across the phrase, then resample the best 2 bars and chop one hit into a microfill. If you can make those two versions feel like they belong to the same track while doing different jobs, you've nailed the concept. That means you're not just designing a stab, you're producing a real drum and bass arrangement element. So take your time, keep the sub clean, keep the rhythm tight, and let the concrete echo stab feel like it came from a lost rave record that somehow learned how to hit in a modern DnB mix. That's the vibe.